الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين، سيدنا وحبيبنا ونبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأزواجه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. قال الله تعالى: وما من دابة في الأرض إلا على الله رزقها. وقال تعالى: للفقراء الذين أحصروا في سبيل الله لا يستطيعون ضربا في الأرض يحسبهم الجاهل أغنياء من التعفف تعرفهم بسيماهم لا يسألون الناس إلحافا. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: ليس الغنى عن كثرة العرض، ولكن الغنى غنى النفس. This chapter is about contentment, moderation in earning the wealth, and showing us the real wealth of this life. Normally people think the wealthy man is the one who has a lot of money, the one who has a lot of wealth, the one who has everything that he needs and has big factories, might be the owner of many companies. When we look at that person, we feel this is a very wealthy man. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is advising us and showing us another very important point. When we think about it, once we will look into that point, we will realize that the real wealth is something different than what we think. And real wealth is something that we all can have it. By now you may be thinking that I would say the real wealth is Iman. Of course, that's the main wealth, but we are just talking about the worldly gain today. And talking about the worldly gain, even just in this regard, the real wealth is not to collect a lot. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in the hadith, which is in Bukhari and Muslim, لَيْسَ الْغِنَى عَنْ كَثْرَةِ الْعَرَضِ. The real wealth is not collecting a lot of property and a lot of wealth. وَلَكِنَّ الْغِنَى غِنَى النَّفْسِ. But the real wealth is the satisfaction of the heart. Which means, sometime you see a person who have millions of dollars. He has millions of dollars. But this person is always looking forward to increase his wealth more and more. If he has a million, he feels, if I get 2 million, then it should be okay for me. Once he gets 2 million, now he feels, I need little more. He's never satisfied with what he has. He's always looking forward to increase more and more. He has a house with 5 rooms, he needs a house with 10 rooms. He gets a house with 10 rooms, he feels he needs a home with 15 rooms. He makes $50,000 a year, he feels that he wants to make $100,000 a year. Now he makes $100,000 a year, he feels that he wants to go up and make up to $150,000 a year. Someone makes $2,000-$3,000 a month, he wants to go up to $5,000 a month. Never satisfied. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, do you think this person is wealthy? He is not a wealthy man. The real wealthy person is the one who's satisfied in his heart. Which means, even if he makes $10,000 a year, he says, alhamdulillah, I'm making a lot. My needs are getting fulfilled. You ask this man, do you have a lot of money? Can I find you a better job? He says, no, alhamdulillah, I have a lot. I don't need any better job. My needs are getting fulfilled. I'm satisfied. Alhamdulillah, I don't need anything more. You ask the other man who's making $1 million a year and ask him, do you need a better job? There might be opportunity to get some better job. You make more money than you are making now. Oh, is it? Where is it? How can I find out more about it? Can you give me some more information? This is not a wealthy man. This is a poor man. He always feels in his heart is that he doesn't have enough. He needs more. So he's poor. The wealthy one is the one who says, no, alhamdulillah, I have a lot. I don't need any more. What am I going to do with the more? This person is the wealthy man who's satisfied with what he has. So now we can realize that all of us can be wealthy people by satisfying ourselves with what we have. And whatever we get, we say, alhamdulillah, I have a lot. What am I going to do with more? What is it that I'm going to get by having more? And this is a very important quality that every human being should try to develop within himself, of satisfying our hearts with what we have. Not looking forward, always increasing and increasing and having more and more. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in a hadith, لَوْ كَانَ لِإِبْنِ آدَمَ وَادِيًا مِّنْ ذَهَبٍ. If a human being will have a whole valley full of gold, he will hope of having one more. He will say, I need one more valley full of gold. In other words, we might say, if we have a mountain of gold, the person will not be satisfied. He will say, I need just one more mountain of gold. And now he gets another mountain of gold. He works hard and he makes another mountain of gold. So after having two mountains of gold, now you ask him, do you have enough? He says, you know, responsibilities have increased. I have a lot of more responsibilities now than I had before. If I get just one more mountain of gold, then it would be enough for me. So from two, he wants to go to three. If he would get three, he will say, I need just one more, then it will be enough for me. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in the hadith, وَلَنْ يَمْلَأَ فَاهُ إِلَّا التُّرَابِ. Nothing is going to satisfy him except the dust, once the dust will be put on him. Once he will go into the ground, under the ground, the person will die, and you put the person under the ground, and you fill him with dust, that's the only time he will now stop earning more money and he will stop looking for more. In other words, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling us, never try to compete with others in earning money and increasing your wealth. Just look for what's enough for you. This is one more point that we got to remember, and a very important rule of your life. Believe me, if you adopt this rule in your life, you will live a very peaceful life. And you will be much better than those who are earning millions and zillions of dollars. You will be better than all of those people. And your situation will be better than their situations. The rule is, always minimize your expenses. Minimize your expenses. If you can make your living with $400, don't spend $405. Don't spend $401. Minimize your expenses. It doesn't mean hurt yourself that if you're hungry and you can eat two bread, eat only one bread. I don't mean that. If you eat two bread, eat two bread. But then don't try to buy something that will make four bread and then throw the two other breads in the trash. If we look at ourselves, there is so much wastage in our lives that most of our hard work and earnings and the time that we spend is going into the garbage. This is a reality of our life. In other words, if you go around when it's a garbage day for people, you go around and you, for example, you take the garbage of the people, the garbage that they put at the curb every week. Everything in there is not the thing that was supposed to be thrown in the trash. You will see a pair of shoes in the trash. You might see a couple of glasses in the trash. You'll see some plates in the trash. You'll see a broken broom in the trash. Now we feel that these things are supposed to go to the trash because we have other ones. And I have many other pairs of shoes, so this is why I'm throwing this one. You don't realize, because you have thrown this one, at that time you were saying to yourself, oh, I have five more pairs. This is why I'm throwing this one. Now you go to the store, or you are sitting at your home and you're looking at the newspaper, the paper, and here you find a flyer that there is 50% off on the shoes. 50% off? I want to buy one. You run to the store. Get your car, run to the store. Where is the store? It's about 20 minutes away from your home. Oh, it's not that far. The saving is greater. So you go to the store. You go to the store there, look around, and just looking around in the store, you spend 20 minutes going. Your way back is another 20 minutes. You spend about half an hour, 45 minutes, an hour in the store looking for all different type of shoes that they have on sale. I don't like these that good. But you know, there is another store beside this one that has better shoes. Let me try that one over there. So you go into that store now. And in that store, you buy your shoes and they had some sale on clothing. So now you start looking at those sales and the items that are on sale. This is real good. I should take one of these. Now you buy four or five items. You went out just for a shoe. And now you end up buying four or five items. Bring them back home. You don't know where to put them. Oh, you know, my other shoes are too old. Let me throw one more pair of the shoes out in the garbage. My other dress is getting too old. I don't like it anymore. I'll throw that one in the garbage. And now I replace it with this one. This is where our effort, our work, our earnings, our energy, our money is going to. Straight into the trash. Everything is going into the garbage. Those people who are earning $5,000 a month and those who are earning $1,000 a month, do you think the person who's earning $5,000 a month, he should weigh 200 pounds, and the one who earns $1,000 a month, he should weigh 100 pounds? Is this a fact? Is this true? No. That simply means, it's not that the one who's earning $5,000 a month is eating five bread a day, and the one who earns $1,000 a month get to eat only a bread and a half a day. In fact, this man might be eating five and the other man is eating only two, because to that man money is very important, so he has to spend more time in earning. So as far as the food, we only eat whatever we can. And every person, all of us, even the beggar, eats only as much as we eat. All of us, we eat, we fill our stomachs and our bellies. We fill them up. We never stop before that. All of us are the same. Although we might talk about the hadith, and there is a chapter coming, inshallah, we'll talk about in our next session, that the importance of having less food. But even after going through all of those hadiths, I know for sure all of us still will feel it. And we will never stop. If there is one more piece that I can eat, one more bite that I can take, before I get up, I'll do that. And this is how our nature is. So we all fill our stomach before we get up. Hardly we can breathe after we finish our food. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells us, one third for food, one third for air, one third for water. But alhamdulillah, when we come to eat, we fill everything. Now the air and the water doesn't find any room. By the time the person finished his eating, you offer him a glass of water, he says, oh, I'm full, I can't even drink this anymore. So that's something we do eat. Whether the person is earning million or earning hundred, we'll be eating the same thing, he'll be filling it. So normally, it's not that our need, we are not able to fulfill our needs, and we get to eat less. We get less energy and less power. Normally, by earning more, we are wasting more. This is something normal habit in the life. We waste a lot. You see the people changing their furniture. Why? There were some scratches on the furniture. It didn't hurt. It was solving the purpose. You are able to keep everything in those cabinets. But no, these are too old. You know, let me throw them out and buy the new ones. You know, once you throw them out, what happens? A person driving by, he sees, oh, nice furniture. He picks it up, takes it to his home, and sets the furniture at his home. And now he cleans it, and he fixed those scratches. And now he has a almost like a brand new furniture. And you end up spending $5,000 buying new set of furniture. That person got it for free. You spent $5,000. So, this person's money is going there. I talked to many of our friends, and while talking sometime, we get to a conversation. Oh, how much did you pay for this? He might have, just to change a light bulb, he spent $50. Why? Because he didn't know how to change the light bulb at his home. Something is wrong. He thought something is wrong with the light. The light is not working. He called an electrician. Electrician came and said, oh, it's going to take, I'll charge you for an hour. And he brings a light bulb. He changed the light bulb. And here, $50. And a person like us will do it, you know, he'll go to the store, he says the light bulb for a dollar, too expensive. You know, I know there is another store who has it 75 cents. We'll go to the next store, buy it for 75 cents, come and change it. I was saying we have to minimize our expenses. Make it a rule in your life. No matter how much you earn, even if you earn a million, don't increase your expenses, then you will never be afraid of losing what you have. But once the person will increase the expenses and will get a habit of spending $2,000 a month, will never be able to make it with $1,000 a month. Now this person have added responsibilities in his life, added problems in his life. And this is one of the very important things that ahadith talk about, al-iqtisadu fil ma'isha, minimizing our expenses and having a moderate life. Of course, doesn't mean having a life of very poor people showing that I have nothing and wearing dirty cloth so that people will think that, okay, this man has nothing, let us spend some money on him. This is not the purpose. The main thing is that have a moderate life, Use what you have. Don't overspend your wealth. Don't waste what you have. And be satisfied with what you have. If anyone tries to give you something, don't look into that. Don't look, oh, I'm looking, oh, if I get a gift. I was amazed. A person came here. There was another man with him. Introduced that man to me. He said, this person, mashallah, he has three hospitals. He has three hospitals. And he has his own private offices. Mashallah, he has, good, alhamdulillah, wealthy man. He was looking at different things. He looked at some of the books, mashallah. Now is the time that he goes to the office. He has to pay for the books. And he looks, one of the books is a little expensive, okay. So he didn't want to buy it because it seems to be a little expensive for him to buy that book. He pays the money. He gets the changes. I was looking at all of this situation. And I feel, if I need a book, I won't look at it, how much it will cost. I like a book, I'm going to get the book. Irrespective of how much money I have in my pocket, I'm going to get all of it out. Now, I bring that book. This is exactly what had happened. I bring that book, the book that was expensive. I bring the book. I hand it over to that man. I said, this is a gift from me. He's so happy. He was so happy getting the gift. There's nothing wrong getting happy when you get a gift. But the main thing is, when we have more, we love it more. When we have less, we don't care too much about it. The more you have, the more you love it. And spending $7 looks too difficult. Why should I spend the $7? If I can get it for free, I would rather get it for free. And this is not a good nature of a person. This is not a good thing to develop in our hearts, in our mind. We should never be looking at these things. We should always look for giving more. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in the hadith, Al-yadul uliya khayrun min al-yadis sufla. The giving hand is always better than taking hand. The giving hand is always better than taking hand. People used to come to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And of course they love the Prophet of Allah. And therefore, they would give Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gifts. Because they love him. You know, people love the scholars. They love imams. They love people of knowledge. And they love their scholars. So they go and give them gifts. So of course, Sahaba loved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam more than all of this. So they used to go and give them gifts. Now Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after accepting their gifts, what would he do with those gifts? You would find that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, almost every time he got a gift, he would go and spend it on others. He would go and give it to someone else. So it's not the love of the wealth that makes him accept the gift. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would take it and would show that he's very happy with accepting with getting that gift. And that man will be so pleased that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam accepted my gift. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was very happy getting my gift. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to make that person happy, if it is a dress, he will wear it once, then he would give it to someone else. If it is a food, he will eat a little bit of it, so the man will get happy that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used my gift. But after that, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would go out and give it to someone else. Because he didn't have the love for all of these things in his heart. This is very important, that we don't get the love of these things into our heart. And then our life doesn't become just for these things. And the whole life is just spent around making more and earning more and saving. And this is immaterial. This doesn't make any sense and is really a very bad quality a human being can have in his heart, that always looking at more wealth, as better things in his life. And whenever someone has something better than what he has, he feels, I need that one. And now he sees someone has something else better than what he has. I need that also. This is not a good thing in our life. We should not be looking at these things. Always look at what can fulfill the purpose of the life. You have something, you have a pen that writes, don't look for a better one. Don't throw this one in the trash. Don't look for something that's more expensive than this one. Always minimize your expenses and don't look at something better than what you have just because it's better. Just look at what can solve the purpose. What is it that you can use and do your work and that's it. And this will really help us, a quality that will help us throughout our life. So this is something very important that we have to develop in our hearts, which is minimizing the expenses and not looking at anything more than what we need. Even if you get it for free. Even if someone comes and he says, please take my gift, this is a gift from me, take it. But if you already have something that can fulfill your purpose and is enough for you, take it, give it to someone else to use. Don't go and keep it in the closet. Normally what we do is, we'll say, okay, once this will break, then I'll take this out. So we have, as we are using one product, we have five more sitting in the closet waiting in the line, that once this will break, then we'll take the other one out, and once that will break, then the third one will come out, and the fourth one will come out. There are five more waiting over there. It's immaterial. Just keep on collecting all of these things for no reason. This is the habit that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Quran, He disliked about Jews, Bani Israel. Bani Israel, they used to get their food every day from Jannah. Manna wa salwa. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we sent the food to them. Al-manna wa salwa. From Jannah we used to send the food to them every day. What can be better than this? You get the food, ready food, every day you are getting it from Jannah. The condition was, don't preserve it for the next day. Every day you'll get your food. Don't preserve it for the next day. Some of those people started hiding some of that food. The order was, you eat it, eat as much as you want. Eat whatever you can. And the leftover, the remaining, you are not allowed to keep it. It has to go back. So some of these people will eat, and now we'll pick up some of that food and hide it away. Why are you hiding it away? They will say, how about if you don't get it tomorrow on time? I'll be hungry. So I'm saving it for tomorrow. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in one of his ahadith, if it wasn't because of Bani Israel, no food used to get rotten before that time. Food never used to get rotten before that time. It was since that time that the food started getting rotten. They would hide it, it will get rotten. From that time, food started getting rotten. Before that, people used to preserve the food for months and it will never get rotten. We know that people didn't have freezers in those days. Still, they were able to manage their food and keep it. But it was since Bani Israel started taking the food that coming from Jannah, they would hide it, so the food will get rotten. But because of that saving that they would make it, that okay, I might need it tomorrow, I might need it next time, I won't get it on time. Because of that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stopped giving them the food from Jannah. And He said, now you have to work for yourself. So this is a bad habit that the person will keep on saving it every time. And saving more and more things. Our closets are full of clothes. Isn't it? We have so many dresses there. And sometime you go and stand by your closet and look at this one. No, I don't feel like wearing this one. There is another one. Let me take this one. You take it out. No, it's not good. It's not that good. I need another one. You bring another one out. You put it on. You look yourself into the mirror. I don't like this one either. You bring a fourth one now. And this is all wastage of time. Sometime we stand by the mirror and you will be spending half an hour combing your hair. This way. Now you don't like this style, so the other side. You comb it the other way. And now you stand, you look around here and there. You don't like that one either. And now let's do it the other way. All of this is wastage. You are wasting your time for nothing. And still, people won't like your hair. After changing those four or five styles, still once you make that style and walk out, still people won't like it. So, I was mentioning, all of these things that we keep, we try to save them more and more, and we fill our homes with unnecessary items, things that we never need, and finally at the end they go to the garbage. One day all of a sudden someone at home gets upset and he says, there is so much garbage at home and there are so many things at home, we don't need all of this, and general cleanup in the house. And now with all of that cleanup, everything starts going into the garbage. That thing here, yeah, throw this in the garbage too. The other thing there, throw that in the trash also. We don't need none of these things. And finally you end up throwing a lot of those expensive items into the garbage that you thought you will use. And now after it went to the garbage, throughout the year now you are buying more and more items. And this is how we keep on wasting. You know what we are wasting? It's not that those few dollars that you see over there. We are wasting too much over there, our energy. Someone at the home was working. There is a person in the house that works hard. And he spends a lot of time, a lot of energy earning that money. And now those thousands of dollars are in the trash. His time, his energy, his wealth. Everything is down in the trash. It was better for that person to save those times and do some ibadah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, do some productive things for akhirah, instead of spending all of that time spending thousands of dollars that are going into the garbage now. But here there is a point that we need to remember. Whatever comes from haram, it goes into the haram. Whichever wealth we bring it into our home from wrong sources, it will not be of our use. When people, there is a hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if a person is able to spend something in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he sees the need of spending it for the sake of Allah, and that person does not spend that thing for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because he feels I have my own need, and really there is no need he has. He sees the need for deen, but he saves it for a prospective need that he might have it in his life. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he will end up spending more than that in haram. He will be wasting more money than that, and he will be spending it in haram. This is what happens, that people, they lose their prayers. It's the time for prayer, and the person is still working, and something comes to his mind, tells him that this is the time for salah, and you are running at this time of salah is running out. You are almost missing the time of salah. And that person still continues working. And he says, you know, I have this work. I have to finish this work. And continues working. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes all the blessing and all the rahmah, all the barakah away from that wealth, because he disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for earning those money. For earning those dollars, he has disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He missed his salah. Same thing. Salah is not the only responsibility we have towards our deen in our life. You find so many people who do not get chance to even teach their children La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Why? He's so busy working that he doesn't have a chance to teach his children deen. Now, he's doing haram. It's a sin for him to earn all of that and spend all of his time and energy earning and does not have a chance to teach his children the deen and iman. So he's doing haram. Because of this haram, he's losing all the barakah and the benefit of this wealth. So finally, he will end up spending all of this wealth, and the wealth that he's earning with all of this energy and time, and will end up going into the trash. This is why most of our money gets wasted. We earn a lot, then we lose a lot. It goes where it came from. And the same way it is as it came from. So we have to remember that we have to minimize our needs. And if once we minimize our needs, then we won't be looking forward of earning too much and earning a lot of wealth. I know when we were young and up to very recently, there was a person in Medina Munawwara. When we were in Medina, we knew that person. He was Hakim, which means he was like a doctor treating people. He used to work for a few hours a day. And people would always tell him, you know, you have your office, you have your responsibilities and all of this. Why don't you increase the hours of your work? Only a few hours a day? It's not enough. So he used to say, when I work these few hours, it's enough to pay for all of my bills and enough to do my living. So what am I going to do by earning more? There are people of that kind also in the world. What I'm going to do with earning more? So he said, the rest of the time I'm spending for something that I like, and spending in the ibadah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, learning books, reading books, learning deen, teaching deen. So if we minimize our needs, then we will have a lot of time to do all the work that we are supposed to do and that we are asked to do by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But if we increase our needs, then we will never have the time for anything. So number one, there are two lessons that we have to learn about wealth. Number one, that minimize the needs. Number two, get the love of the wealth out of your heart. Because sometimes people minimize their needs, but they're always looking of collecting more. So they like to keep a lot in their account. And they like to keep a lot of wealth in their account and have millions of dollars. For what? For nothing. Finally, he's going to die and go empty-handed from this world. Will have only the coffin on him. Will not take anything else. That furniture that's at home will stay at home. Some other people will be using it. The car that he's driving will not go with him in the grave. And he's not going to be able to drive over there. And everything that we were looking for the best in this life, we will not be taking anything out of this into our graves. So think of our use is our deeds. If we work on our deeds, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in the hadith, every person has three friends in this life. One are our family members. This is the first friend. Our family members. Once we die, these family members will take us up to our graves and will say goodbye. We don't want to see you anymore. Now you will be under the ground and sorry, we can't come with you over there. In this life, they would make us do a lot of things against deen. They will make us do a lot of things that will hurt us under the ground. Now is the time that when the person is going under the ground, and now you tell them that I need you because you made me do all of those wrong things. I'll be punished in there because of you. Can you come with me? He'll say no. He will never come with you under the ground. The second friend is the wealth. As soon as the person dies, this friend leaves him alone. That's it. I have nothing to do with you. I'm not yours anymore. Once we die, what does the wealth say to us? I'm not yours anymore. I belong to all of the other relatives now. And that's the inheritance. It goes to all the other people. This wealth that we spend a lot of time for it, we used to fight with our wives, husbands, children, brothers, sisters, parents, friends. We fought with everyone because of this wealth. You took my $100 and you owe me this $1,000. I'm not going to talk to you because of this. You made me lose my job. And because of this wealth, we fought with everyone in this life. And now that wealth, as soon as we die, the wealth tells us, goodbye, I don't belong to you, I belong to those people. The third friend are our deeds. This is the only friend that will go with us even under the ground and will try to help us as much as he will can over there also. If we have more of it, we will have more help over there. And if we don't have enough of it, then we won't have the help over there. So this is the friend. These are the friends that we need more of them. The deeds. This is the friend that will be the only helpful friend in the Akhirah for us. And when is it that we are going to die? If we all think about ourselves, just think about yourself. When is it that you are going to die? After 30 years? After 40 years? No guarantee. It might be next moment. It might be with the Asr prayer, one of them is gone. That we are doing the janazah. I have to do the janazah for the person. And that can be any person out of us. There is no guarantee of any person will live next second. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in the hadith, when I pick up a glass of water, look at this hadith. When I pick up a glass of water to drink the water, and I'm raising the glass of water and it's in my hand and I'm taking it, I'm not sure whether I'll get it up to my mouth and be able to drink it, or I'll die before the glass will get to my mouth. This is the fact of our life. So this wealth will be only up to that point as long as we don't die. As soon as we die, that's it. It doesn't belong to us. So therefore, we should really work for the real life. And we should prepare for the real life and get the deeds. That's the currency of Akhirah. In Akhirah, we'll get the Jannah through these deeds. Through the good deeds. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless the people by looking at their deeds. This is the rule. Of course, if you will bless a sinner who doesn't have any deed, good deed, that's his rahmah and his blessing. But the rule is, more good deeds you have, the better chance you have to save yourself. And more sins the person has, there is more chance, and of course almost guaranteed, that this person is going to the other side. Walayyazu billah, going to the hellfire. So, two things in our life. Two rules regarding the wealth. One, minimize your needs. If you have some dresses, don't look forward to buy more dresses. Don't look forward to buy better dresses. Whatever you have, mashallah, is good. Use it. As long as you can use it, use it. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, normally he used to have only one set of dress in his life. Normally he will have only one set of dress. Sometime he would have two. But most of the time he will keep just one dress. That's it. And there was one dress he had that he used to wear only for Eid. So only one dress for special occasions for Eid, and nice dress for every Eid, he will be wearing the same one again and again, every Eid. For us, we have a new one for every Eid, a new one. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had only one dress for every Eid in his life. And one dress that he would be wearing normally every day of his life. This is a lesson for us. This was the life of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. With us, we'd like to get more and more. If we have 10 dresses, we need another 5 more so I can have 15 and have a better choice. So one lesson is always decrease the needs of your life, and always just keep it to the minimum. Don't increase your expenses. And number 2, don't look at something that you don't need. Don't never look at something that you don't need, and don't try to get things that you don't need. If you don't need it, you have decreased your needs, and you are keeping your needs to minimum, so you don't have too many needs in your life. Now, you don't look at something that you don't need, and you are not trying to get anything that you don't need. So that will keep you in a very good situation in this life. You will never have a trouble in this life, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never make you go through a lot of difficulties to earn more and more. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in the hadith, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ أَسْلَمْ وَرُزِقَ كَفَافًا وَقَنَّعَهُ اللَّهُ بِمَا آتَاهُ. A person with 3 qualities is in real good shape. If you have 3 things in your life, you are in a real good shape. What are those 3 things? Number 1, aslam. The person becomes a mu'min, believers. That person becomes a believer. This is number 1. Number 2, وَرُزِقَ كِفَافًا. He gets enough sustenance, enough food or wealth that he can make his living well. He is not making less, and he is not making too much. Just enough for him to make his living. And number 3, وَقَنَّعَهُ اللَّهُ بِمَا آتَاهُ. He is satisfied with what he has. He is not looking for everything else in his life. He is satisfied with what he has. He has a car, he says, Alhamdulillah, I'm not looking for a better. He has dress, he says, Alhamdulillah, I'm not looking for a better one. He has a job, he says, Alhamdulillah, I'm not looking for a better one. He has a watch, he says, Alhamdulillah, I'm not looking for a better watch. So, 3 qualities that we need to develop. Of course, Islam, alhamdulillah, we all have it. Then we need two more. Number one, earn enough that will just make our living. And number three, قَنَّعَهُ اللَّهُ بِمَا آتَاهُ. Allah satisfies him with whatever he has. He's not looking to have millions and he's not looking to have more than what he has. Once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam raised his hands to make dua for his children and for his family members and his offsprings. What did he say? He said, Allahumma ja'al rizqa ala Muhammadin quta. Ya Allah, give my children just enough that they can make their living. They don't give them too much of wealth. This is the dua Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam making, not against his children of course, making it for his children. What's the dua? That Ya Allah, just give them enough to make their living. Because once the person has less, he has less problems, and the person will be judged less in the Akhirah also. So this is very important. Decreasing the needs, not increasing our needs in this life, and number two, not looking to get something that we don't need. This is, if we develop these things in our life, this quality in our life, we will be in a very good shape in our life. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.